Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, usually with us Friday at the top of the show, very appreciative that he can join us for a special edition post-debate, and that is Bill Ballinger, the editor of Inside Michigan Politics. Hello, Bill.
How you doing, Jack?
I am fine. I had a chance to watch your analysis last night, immediately after the debate. The group, it looked like a special edition of Off the Record. And had a chance to go over some of the debate high points and low points. Was there anything that was particularly surprising to you?
Nothing really surprising. I think Bernero obviously tried to land the knockout punch there in the first round right off the top with his accusation about this DeSera company, as he pronounced it, that he claims Snyder is opening up in China that would outsource jobs that could be created in Michigan or that would take jobs away from Michigan. And, of course, Snyder actually was unflappable and seemed to be ready for it and answered pretty directly and forcefully that this wasn't true and it was misleading. And they've gone back and forth with exchanges today about it. And I think that's the real only question that came out of the debate that could conceivably get legs or be significant that could change the equation, which, as you know, has shown Snyder with a big lead consistently since the August 3rd primary.
Bill, whether it is true or not, whether it is an exaggeration or not, I just don't think a lot of people I talk to are going to make that their deciding issue when they go into the voting place.
Well, no, I agree with you. But I'm saying if there was anything
right.
in tonight's debate, in last night's debate, that might conceivably develop into something, that would be it. Because otherwise, it was pretty much the same old, wasn't it, Jack?
Yeah, I guess it was. Was there a fastball down the middle anywhere that Bernero took instead of hitting out of the park? I guess maybe I thought the whole issue of the banks last week was something that would be made a bigger deal of.
You mean like the state bank?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there were several opportunities that Bernero might have taken. I know Tim Skubick last night felt that Bernero actually didn't use all the tools in his arsenal that he could have. But either Bernero decided he didn't want to use those. I mean, Bernero is seldom at a loss for words.
Right.
It's not as though he doesn't have anything to say. And I would have, you know, I would think that he probably made a strategic decision that this stuff isn't working or that he was going to go in a different direction or whatever. But I don't think that anything that Bernero would have tried probably would have made much difference, because I think it probably took some shakiness on Snyder's part to make a difference, like DeVos showed in 2006 in the first debate against Granholm, where it looked like he just wasn't ready for prime time, and the governor was pretty aggressive, and DeVos kind of was wobbly the entire night, definitely lost the debate, and never really recovered in the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was very different. You had a guy with a big lead going into the debate, deciding, you know, I got everything to lose, nothing to gain. I'm going to, you know, play it safe. Just make sure I don't drool on the set. And Bernero had a very tough challenge because he had to really take the, you know, case, make the case against Snyder and take it to him, but do it without, you know, going over the top or blowing a gasket or being too emotional or the things that some people claim Bernero does and is that, you know, may be a little obnoxious to a lot of voters. So he had to be controlled and restrained and yet be aggressive. And I think Bernero did that, but I just think Snyder was pretty steadfast and unflappable, and I would describe the debate, at least in political terms, as a draw. I don't think anybody really won. I don't think there were any home runs. I don't think anybody struck out. I don't think anybody got embarrassed. And that leaves Snyder still with the lead he had going in, which is exactly what he wanted.
Yeah, if each team scores a run in their half of the inning, it doesn't change the margin.
Exactly.
At all. Bill Ballinger, our guest, the editor of Inside Michigan Politics. Bill, a lot of questions, a lot of comments today about the structure of this debate and the questions, pro and con. If you had been the sole moderator for this hour, how would the debate have been different?
Well, I think some of the follow-up questions could have been a little more forceful and direct. I also think there were some questions that were not asked that might have been asked. But again, you
what was the question that was begging to be asked?
Well, I don't know if there was one single question that was begging to be asked. I mean, obviously, much of what both these guys are saying is so spongy and generalized. For instance, you know, on Bernero's side, Bernero is the nominee of the Democratic Party, which by and large has always historically favored a graduated income tax. And the
right.
UAW has had petition drives to put it on the ballot three times, and they've talked about it again in the last couple of years, and Governor Granholm says she would favor a graduated income tax. Bernero, in this campaign, has not even said he would support a graduated income tax.
Why is that?
Because I think he doesn't want to come across as being, I mean, even though he plays class warfare much of the time, I think he doesn't want to come across as bashing corporate interests and business interests in Michigan. He knows that the business class and most conservative voters abhor a graduated income tax. They don't like it. And he thinks that would just play right into their hands if he comes out and supports it, particularly when it's so hard to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
It would take a two-thirds majority in each chamber of the legislature to get on the ballot, or it would take a petition drive, and probably neither of those things are going to happen. So I think he's decided, you know, why should I stick my neck out when I'm not going to get anywhere with it, and I'm just going to give my opponents a chance to say, well, what do you expect from Bernero, you know?
Mm-hmm, right.
But I mean, that's just an example. But, I mean, the point is, I don't think there was one single question that could have been asked, but there were some that could have been followed up on a little more forcefully. But we got to remember, Jack, supposedly the candidates dictated the terms
right.
of this debate. It's
right.
not as though this was run by the sponsors. If,
right.
if it was, it probably would have been a different structure.
Yeah, I'm sure it was run by the person who was in command and had all the power. In that case, it was Rick Snyder. Thanks so much. I appreciate it, Bill, and we'll talk with you again Friday.
My pleasure, Jack.
All right.
Bye-bye.